الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Sacred Sites of Medina A Third Supplication O Allah, whoever reads or listens to the booklet entitled Sacred Sites of Medina, grant them the ability to visit the revered city of Medina whilst maintaining all required decorum, and forgive them, their parents and family without accountability. Ameen. Bijahi Khatamin Nabiyyin Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. Excellence of Salat upon the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. The final Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam declared, Whoever recites 1,000 salat upon me in a day shall not die before seeing their station in paradise. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The virtues of Medina al-Munawwara. Alhamdulillah, discussing Medina soothes and comforts the hearts of those who love Allah's messenger. Admirers of this unique city yearn to visit and behold its sanctified precincts and feel anguish upon departing it. No other city or place has been the subject of as much poetry. A multitude of poets have articulated their sadness at being far from Medina and expressed their longing to visit it. Those who see Medina even once consider themselves unimaginably fortunate. They cherish the beautiful moments spent there and hold them in their hearts forever. Before delving into the details of Medina's sacred sites, we will briefly discuss its virtues so that our hearts may further blossom with love for this noble city and increase in attachment to it. Medina in the Noble Quran. Medina is mentioned in numerous verses of the Noble Quran. For example, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yaquluna la'in raja'na ilal Madinati la yukhrijanna al-a'izzu minha al-adhal. وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَكِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ They say, if we return to Medina, then the noblest will most definitely expel the most humiliated from it. Yet, true honor belongs only to Allah, His Messenger, and the Muslims. Albeit, the hypocrites do not know. 12 names for Medina al-Munawwara. The noble scholars of Islam have recorded around 100 names for Medina. No other city in the world has this many. 12 of them are mentioned here for the attainment of blessings. Number 1, Medina. Number 2, Madinat al-Rasul. Number 3, Tayyiba. Number 4, Dar al-Abrar. Number 5, Taba. Number 6, Mubaraka. Number 7, Najiya. Number 8, Asima. Number 9, Shafiya. Number 10, Hasana. Number 11, Jazirat al-Arab. Number 12, Sayyidat al-Buldan. The virtue of passing away in Medina al-Munawwara. The Messenger of Allah Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam announced, Whoever of you is able to pass away in Medina should do so, as I shall intercede for those who pass away in Medina and testify in their regard. Dajjal cannot enter Medina al-Munawwara. The final Prophet Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam declared, عَلَىٰ أَنْقَابِ الْمَدِينَةِ مَلَائِكَةٌ لَا يَدْخُلُهَا الطَّاعُونُ وَلَا الدَّجَّالُ All paths leading to Medina have angels upon them. Neither plague nor Dajjal will enter. Protected from every calamity, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam once said, "By him in whose power lies my soul, Medina has no pass or path except there are two angels there who protect it." Imam al-Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi writes, "This narration highlights the city's virtue and shows how it was protected during the Prophet's time. Numerous angels protect it, and they have encompassed all the passes of Medina in honor of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad." Fresh fruit in Medina al-Munawwara. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu relates, "When people saw the first fruit of the season grow, they would bring it to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He would supplicate as follows: O Allah, bless our fruit for us, bless our Medina for us, and bless our Sa and Mud. O Allah, Ibrahim is certainly your servant, Khalil and Prophet. Without doubt, I am your servant and Prophet. He supplicated to you for Makkah. I supplicate to you for Medina, similar to what he supplicated for Makkah, and the same amount more, i.e. for double the blessings Makkah received to be given to Medina." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam then called any small child present there and granted them the fruit. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Medina al-Munawwara purifies people. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam declared, "I was ordered to migrate to a city that shall consume, i.e. overpower, all others. People call it Yathrib, and it is Medina. It, i.e. this city, purifies people the way a furnace removes the impurities of iron." Using the name Yathrib for Medina is a sin. This narration establishes the prohibition of referring to Medina al-Munawwara as Yathrib, as mentioned in Al-Fatawa al-Razaviyya. Referring to Medina as Yathrib is impermissible, forbidden, and a sin. He who does this is a sinner. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Repentance is binding upon whoever refers to Medina as Yathrib. Medina is Taba. Medina is Taba." Imam al-Munawi rahmatullahi alayhi writes in Tafsir Shara Jami al-Saghir, "This hadith shows it is forbidden to refer to Medina as Yathrib, as an order for repentance was given for using the latter name, and repentance is only from sin." Why is this forbidden? It is stated in Al-Fatawa al-Razaviyya, Muhaddis Shaykh Abdul Haq al-Dehlvi rahmatullahi alayhi writes in Ash-Shi'atul Lam'at Sharhul Mishkat, "The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam issued the name Medina due to the fact people lived in, gathered in, and loved that city. He either forbade it being called Yathrib, as this name stemmed from the period of ignorance, or because this word etymologically originates from Tharb, which means ruin or discord, and Tathrib means rebuking and censure. Or this prohibition may be because Yathrib was the name of an idol or an oppressive and rebellious individual." Imam al-Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi references a hadith in his Tariq which explains how one should say the word Medina 10 times as an expiation if they were to refer to the city as Yathrib once. The noble Quran contains the words Ya Ahla Yathriba, i.e. O people of Yathrib. This is relating something that was uttered by the hypocrites, as they would use the word Yathrib seeking to insult Medina. Another narration explains how whoever refers to Medina as Yathrib should seek forgiveness from Allah Almighty. Some say those who refer to Medina as Yathrib should be punished as per Islamic law. Astonishingly, even some widely renowned personalities have used the word Yathrib in poetry. Allah Almighty knows best, and His knowledge is absolutely sound and complete. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Glad tidings of intercession. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, stated, No member of my ummah shall be patient upon the difficulties and severities of Medina, except I shall be the intercessor on the Day of Judgment. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayh comments on this hadith. That is a special intercession. In reality, this promise applies to the entire ummah, as those who die in Medina are deserving of this intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Bear in mind, living in Makkah was superior before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam migrated to Medina. After migration and before the conquest of Makkah, Muslims were forbidden from living there as migration was necessary. After Makkah was conquered, it became permissible to live therein. Yet, Medina still enjoyed superiority in this regard. This is because living in Medina rendered one closer to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Consequently, more excellences were described pertaining to living in Medina. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. The superiority of Medina al-Munawwara. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam announced, A time shall certainly come in which Medinan folk leave here and head to pastures, seeking prosperity. When they find this, they shall return and ready the people to head to that spaciousness. Yet, Medina is better for them if they knew. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Glad tidings of intercession for patience upon poverty. The second caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Umar bin al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, narrates how prices once rose in Medina and circumstances were dire. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam then said, Be patient and happy, for I have made your sa' and mud blessed. Gather to eat together, for the food of one suffices two, the food of two suffices four, and the food of four suffices five and six. Indeed, blessings are with the group. On the Day of Judgment, I shall intercede for or testify for whoever was patient upon the dearth and severity of Medina, or I shall bear witness in their regard. Whoever turns away from its circumstances and leaves Medina, Allah shall fill it, i.e. Medina, with better people than them. Whoever has ill intention for the people of Medina, Allah shall dissolve them the way salt dissolves in water. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Virtue of patience upon any difficulties experienced in Medina al-Munawwara. It is stated in Behshat ki Kunjiyan, published by Maktabatul Medina, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam proclaimed, "Whoever intends to behold me and arise for this purpose shall be under my protection on the day of judgment. Whoever takes up residence in Medina and remains patient upon any difficulties they experience, I shall testify and intercede for them on the day of judgment. Whoever dies in one of the Haramain shall be resurrected from the grave by Allah in such a state that they shall be secure from the fears that come with the day of judgment." Taking up residence in Medina al-Munawwara. Bear in mind, only those who can uphold the required decorum are permitted to live in Medina. Those who cannot are forbidden from permanently residing in Medina or remaining there for an extended period. It is related in Al-Fatawa al-Radhawiyya, the author of Fath al-Qadir states, "I say, in Medina, mercy is more expansive, grace is plentiful, generosity most expansive, and one is pardoned there faster than anywhere else, which is proven from experience. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Yet there is fear of over familiarity to the point of dread of lack of etiquette in the decorum and respect of that place. This is an obstacle to permanent residency. For those with angelic characteristics, their staying there and adopting lengthy residency and passing away there is complete felicity." A story of decorum, referencing Al-Madkhal, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh mentioned the following account in his Al-Fatawa Al-Razaviyya. It is said that the illustrious Sayyid Abu Abdullah Al-Qadi Rahmatullahi Alayh was in Medina. When need arose for him to answer the call of nature, he went to a particular place in the city and intended to relieve himself, when a voice from the unseen forbade him. "But all the Hajj pilgrims do this," he replied. A voice then asked three times, "Which Hajj pilgrims?" He proceeded to exit the city, answer the call of nature, and then return. Real proximity in Medina is to act upon the prophetic commands. The Imam further writes, whilst referencing Sahib Madkhal, being proximate to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam connotes following his commands and refraining from what he forbade, no matter where a person is. This is true proximity. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. 17 qualities of Medina. The sanctified city of Medina bears countless qualities and excellences. A select few are hereby enclosed for the attainment of blessings. Number 1. No city in the world has as many names as Medina. Some scholars of Islam have written down 100. Number 2. No other city in the world has or will have as much poetry written in as many languages out of love for it and yearning due to separation from it. Number 3. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam migrated to Medina and took up permanent stay there. Number 4. Allah Almighty named the city Taba. Number 5. When returning from a journey and nearing Medina al-Munawwara, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would quicken his conveyance out of love for the blessed city. Number 6. Medina al-Munawwara was a source of peace for the beloved Prophet's blessed heart. Number 7. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would not remove the dust and earth of Medina al-Munawwara from his holy face. he forbade the companions from this also, and stated, "The earth of Medina is healing." Sayyiduna Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu narrates, when Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam returned from the Battle of Tabuk, he met with some companions who did not take part in the expedition. As dust rose, one companion held a cloth to his nose. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam removed this and declared, "By He who has power over my soul, the earth of Medina has a cure for every illness." Number 8. When a Muslim comes to Medina with the intention of visitation, angels welcome them with gifts of mercy. Number 9. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam encouraged his ummah to pass away in Medina. Number 10. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam will intercede for those who pass away there. Number 11. Whoever performs ablution, enters Masjid al-Nabawi and performs prayer, earns the reward of Hajj. Number 12. The space between the noble chamber and pulpit is a garden from the gardens of paradise. Number 13. A hadith declares, "A prayer in my masjid, I Masjid al-Nabawi, is equal to 50,000 prayers." Number 14. Medina is where the Prophet's sacred resting place is located, visited by 70,000 angels night and day. Number 15. The section of earth in direct contact with the sacred body of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is superior to every other place, including the Kaaba, Bayt al-Ma'mur, Arsh, Kursi, and even Paradise. Number 16. Dajjal will be unable to enter Medina. Number 17. Those who intend bad for the people of Medina will be seized by punishment. Number 18. Medina's Jannat al-Baqi graveyard is higher ranked than all others. There, a host of companions, around 10,000 in number, lofty members of the Ahl al-Bayt radiyallahu anhum, Tabi'een, saints and fortunate Muslims have been buried. Rahmatullahi alayhim. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The land upon which Masjid al-Nabawi was constructed. The land upon which Masjid al-Nabawi was constructed was initially in the ownership of two orphans, Sahal and Suhail, radiyallahu anhuma, who were under the guardianship of Sayyiduna Asad bin Zurara, radiyallahu anhu. Graves belonging to polytheists were there, and the ground was uneven. The area was also used as a space for dates to be left out to dry. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said to the children, "Sell this plot of land to us so a masjid may be constructed here." In a display of deep respect and adoration, the children replied, "Accept this land as a gift from us." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam decided not to accept this offer. Instead, the land was bought from them. The first caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, purchased it for 10,000 dinars. Another narration specifies this land belonged to the Banu Najjar. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam mentioned a price for this, to which they replied, "We will take its price, a reward from Allah." The area measured 100 square yards. Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam, visiting the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. The illustrious Tabi'i Sayyiduna Hassan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi narrates, when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam intended to construct Masjid al-Nabawi, he was visited by the archangel Jibreel alayhi salam. O Messenger of Allah, the angel submitted, kindly keep its height to 7 cubits, around 3.5 yards, and ensure its decoration is not excessive. That was the manner in which early masajid were constructed. The mihrab was an alcove, and there were no domes or minarets, etc. Due to changing circumstances, permission was given for masjids to be built in grand fashion. The following is part of a ruling reference from Al-Durr al-Mukhtar mentioned in Al-Fatawa al-Razaviyya. No issue exists in engraving other parts of the masjid besides the mihrab. Engraving and decorating the latter distracts worshippers. However, it is disliked to go to excessive lengths in this, especially on the wall facing the Qibla. Building Masjid al-Nabawi. Date trees were cleared away before formal construction on Masjid al-Nabawi began. Building began on the 1st of Rabiul Awwal 1 AH, corresponding to October 622. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam personally took part in construction alongside his noble companions radiyallahu anhum, carrying bricks in the process. He would also supplicate, Allahumma innal ajra ajrul akhira farhamil ansara wal muhajira. O Allah, indeed reward in the hereafter is better. Have mercy upon the Ansar and Muhajireen. The Prophet's blessed hand in construction. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu relates, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had lifted bricks and brought them. Seeing this, I said, O Messenger of Allah, grant these bricks to me. I will take them onwards. He declared, there are many more. Bring them forth. I will take these. Masjid al-Nabawi was built with adobe bricks and roof with the branches of date trees. Its pillars were date tree trunks. The merits of offering prayer in Masjid al-Nabawi. Here are three ahadith of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam discussing the merits of offering prayer in Masjid al-Nabawi. Number 1. Whoever offers 40 continuous prayers in Masjid al-Nabawi shall have salvation from hellfire and hypocrisy written for them. Number 2. Whoever purifies themselves and departs solely intending to offer prayer in my masjid until eventually completing it therein, their reward is equal to Hajj. Number 3. One prayer in this masjid of mine is equal to 50,000. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.